ஆட்கள்லாம் தமிழ்ச்சிலங்கள் எப்படி
In the next block, it is very clearly explained that Jurena Jabaram Karma Buddhi Yoga Dhananjaya Buddho Saranam Saranam Anicca Kripana Phalahetavaha. Kripana Phalahetavaha. Now, here is the word Kripana is very significant. Kripana. There are two classes of men. The Kripana means miser. Kripana. Miser. And just the opposite word of Kripana is Brahmana. I have already explained to you sometimes that Brahmana means who knows that I am not this body, I am spirit consciousness, one who knows perfectly well this understanding and the science also, that I am qualitatively one with the Supreme Lord, Aham Brahmasmi. The Vedic mantra says Aham Brahmasmi. That means I am Brahma. I am not this matter. I am Brahma. So one who knows this science, he is called Brahman. And that doesn't matter who is he and where he is born. That doesn't matter. Simply knowing this science. Now, the opposite word is Kripana. Kripana means miser. Whom you call miser? The miser is a man who has got enough money but does not spend it. He is called miser. Miser means who has got enough assets but he does not spend. He simply sees his money and satisfied. He does not spend it, properly utilize it. That is, he is called Kripana. Is it right, the miser explanation? No, this Kripana. So Kripana, who is Kripana? And who is Brahmana? Brahmana means who has known that I am spiritual identity. I am qualitatively one with the Supreme Lord. I am the part and parcel of the Lord. This knowledge, one who has developed highly and perfectly, he is called Brahmana. And Kripana means who has not utilized this human form of body to understand that he is a spiritual identity, Brahma, but he simply knows that I am this body, and because this body is born in a certain place, so I am identified to that country or to that society or to that family. They are called Kripana. Kripana means that he has not properly utilized the developed consciousness he has got in his asset. A human being has got the developed consciousness than others, subhuman or the animal society. So he has to utilize. Just like you have got $100,000. Now if you properly utilize, it can be increased. It can be increased to millions of dollars by your intelligence if you utilize. And if you do not utilize it, if you keep it as it is, that is also very good, but sometimes we lost the whole thing. But they are called Kripana. Foolishness. So, we must utilize this human form of body properly to understand that I am not this body. I am pure consciousness. And this pure consciousness, I have to practice in such a way that in next life, I get my pure consciousness, or pure spiritual body, not again this material body. This material body, we must always know, this is a foreign thing. We have already explained to you that this is just like dress. Dress is a foreign thing to my body. Similarly, this gross and subtle body, gross body of these material five elements and the subtle body of mind, ego and intelligence, they are my foreign things. So I am now encased in foreign things. My whole life mission is to get out of this foreign thing. I want to be situated in my real spiritual body. That can be done if you practice. If you practice during this life to always be spiritually situated, then your next life after living, even within this body, when you get clear consciousness that I am not this body and you are clearly working on from the spiritual platform, as Lord Krishna prescribes here, the yoga sakuri padmani, be situated in yoga and act in your daily duties. Then, similarly, if we practice this to work in such a way that we have to work from the spiritual platform, then in your next life will be free from this material bondage and you get your freedom life. Spiritual body means your freedom life. We do not know, we have no conception that in our spiritual body how much we can be powerful. We do not know that. There is calculation. There is calculation that suppose God is 10% perfect. So when you get your spiritual body, you may not be as powerful as God, but almost near to God. You get 78%. You get 78% of the whole power. That is a calculation by the great sages. They have calculated that a living entity can attain to the perfection of 78%. Now, in our present material condition, we have no spiritual power at all. We are always encumbered and conditioned by material forces. You see? So, therefore, one who does not utilize this body for perfection, for liberation, he is called Kripana. Kripana, this is stated here. Kripana phalahe tava. Kripana phalahe tava. That Kripana, that means miserly person who does not utilize this human form of life for better profit, then he wants that, I have done so much, I must get the profit. I must get the what profit here? For the bodily enjoyment, for sense enjoyment, sacrifice it. Sacrifice it. You know that there is a word in yoga, sacrifice. And sacrifice means, it is a common word, that you dedicate your life for the service of the Lord. This life. You will not be sufferer. You will say, what is their suffering? Now, just the prescription or the formula I have just cited before you. Your householder life. Now, you are doing everything. You are earning money. You are getting from the store. You are cooking. Everything, nothing is stopped. Simply change your mentality that everything is being done for God. It is not at all difficult. Simply, we have to adopt it. We have to adopt it. So Kripana phalahitam. Now, if you think that, why I am earning for my palatable dishes, why should I offer it to God? This is, there are so many encumbrances. I am not going to do. Then you become Kripana, miser. But if you be a Brahman, Brahman means udara, liberal. The opposite word of Kripana is liberal. I offer this body for the service of the Supreme. I become so liberal. Not for my sense enjoyment. The one who engages this body for sense enjoyment, he is called Kripana, miser. And one who engages this body for the service of the Supreme Lord, he is called Brahmana. So, Lord says that you don't be Kripana, you don't be miser. Miser want. Now, here, suppose there are so many rich men in your country and so many foundations also. I tell you my practical experience. I wrote some letters to some good foundation that I want to start here in America an institution for God consciousness, international institution for God consciousness. You kindly help me. Now, they flatly refuse that our place is not anything for religion or God. Just see. That means, according to Bhagavad Gita, they are all misers. Although they have got very good foundation, they are making actually some charities, but they are miserly. They do not know where to make charity. Where to make charity? Karmajo, it will be clearly stated by Lord in later chapter. Jat karosi, jat juhosi, jadasnasi, jadasi jat, kurus satat madarpanam. The karmajoga process is that whatever you do, whatever you take trouble for, whatever you eat, everything offer to. That is called karma yoga or yogastha. But the people have developed such a consciousness at the present moment that whenever they hear of God or whenever they hear of some religion, they at once become adverse to it. In my country also the same position. Now this book, my Srimad Bhagavatam, it is recognized by the government. The Ministry of Central Government, they have recognized this book and they are purchasing 100 copies of each part. They have recognized. But when I told that for this publication of the whole thing, I require $500,000, government can take up this work. No, our government is secular. Secular. So, I could not get any help from my government. And here also, I approached some foundation that here is my program that I want to start one institution for God consciousness. Please, the institution will be established in your country. Your people will be benefited. I don't take any money. I don't make any profit. I want to simply give my service. And I've got the letter. And the Rockefeller Foundation, and they are flatly, no, we are not going to contribute anything for religious purpose or for God's consciousness. It is not possible. So people have become so averse to the sense of God. How they can be happy? At least from the Bhagavad Gita, we find it clearly. They cannot be happy. However, they make progress in material advancement of science and economy and everything. Oh, they cannot be happy. They cannot be happy. The whole thing is the wrong process. Here is the process recommended in the Bhagavad Gita that yoga sakuru karman. Yoga sakuru karman. Unless you work, your work is, no work is condemned. Whatever you do, that doesn't matter. But if that work is done on behalf of the Supreme Lord, that makes you purified, that makes you happy. Now that science is lacking altogether all over the world. Not only here or there, the whole thing. In Russia, they are preaching godless religion, there is no God. Here also, there are even some churches, I know, they are preaching the God is dead. You see, they are preaching like that. So the condition is very and precarious at the present moment. We are preaching Bhagavad Gita and the formula, but the formula is practically very difficult to apply in the present circumstance. Yoga Sakrutagani. People have gone so much ahead in material material civilization means only sense gratification. That's all. It has nothing more than this. And actually we are seeing that as much as we are making economic progress, the as much money we are getting, the next program is how to spend it for sense gratification. How to spend it for sense gratification. There are no other program. No other program. You see, everywhere. But here, the formula is that nothing for your sense gratification. Everything for God. The work is not condemned. Work you can do. Whatever in situation, position you are, by God's will you are put it. That doesn't matter. Your work is not bad, provided you work for the Supreme Lord. That is the text. Durena jabaram karma. Yes, it is emphatically emphasized that durena jabaram karma buddhi yogat dhananjaya. By application of this God consciousness, you throw away all other work. Any work which you cannot do with God consciousness, don't do it. Now here is the injunction, Bhagavad-gita. Anything which you cannot do with God consciousness, stop doing. But the whole world is engaged doing things in which there is no God consciousness. There is no God consciousness. But here it is enjoined that buddhau saranam mannicca kripana phalahitava. Only those who are kripana, those who are not self-realized, they are hankering after sense gratification. They want to enjoy the fruits of their labor. But you don't be, Arjuna, you don't be. If you want to be spiritually situated, if you want to work from the spiritual platform, then you don't be. You work on the spiritual platform and don't do anything which you cannot do in God consciousness. This is clearly stated here. Now, it is of course, it depends on us whether to accept it or not accept it, because God has given us independence. You will find also in the Bhagavad Gita at the end that after the instruction is given, the Lord inquired from Arjuna that I have given you all instruction necessary. Now, whatever you like, you do. So this is the position. The Lord never interferes with the little independence that has been offered to us. We have got little independence because we are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. So under certain percentage, we have got independence, not full independence, but under certain percentage we have got independence. And that independence we can use properly or misuse it also. When we misuse, then we become kripana, the miser. And when we use it properly, then we become brahmana. Durena jabaram karma buddhi yoga dhananjaya buddhau saranam anicca. Saranam mannicca kripana phalata. Buddhi, by intelligence. By intelligence, you take shelter of the Supreme Lord. Don't be miser and be hankering after the result of your work and enjoy for yourself. Sacrifice. Sacrifice means you sacrifice your energy. God is not hankering after your money or whatever you have got. He is full in himself. He is full in himself. He doesn't require. Now, in India there is a system of worshipping the Ganges water. Ganges water. Ganges water, there are five sacred rivers which the Hindus, they worship. They are Ganga, Jamuna, Kaveri, Godavari, Narmada. Just like you have got your Hudson River here, similarly, there are many rivers, and one of them, these five rivers, they are accepted as a sacred river, and people take their bath and offer their respect. Now, what is the process of respect? The process of respect is just like worshipping the Ganges water. Now, after taking your bath, you stand on the water and take little water from the river, just like this. The river is flowing, you take little water like this and chant your mantra and offer. Now, this offering of water, where from the water is come? Oh, you have taken the water from the Ganges. You have not brought even the water from your house. You are taking the water from the Ganges and you are again and offering the same to the Ganges with some mantra. So similarly, the Ganges has got immense water. If you take one palm full of water out of it, see, the Ganges is not in loss. And again, if you offer a palm full of water on the Ganges does not gain anything. But utilizing the Ganges water and offering to the Ganges, you become a devotee of Ganges. Similarly, the offering to Lord, what you have got? Your body, it is also given by God. Your intelligence, it is given by God. The facility of work, it is given by God. Everything is given by God. Now what do we work? Now suppose I am writing books. All right. In which you are writing? Then paper. All right. Who has given you paper? Now you make philosophical study. Well, paper I purchased from the market. Market, how does it supply paper? Now it is manufactured in mills. Oh, it is manufactured in mills. Where they get the raw materials? Oh, from the wood. How the wood is produced? Oh, then you come to the God. You cannot produce the wood. You simply bring wood from the forest and get it to chemically purified and make a plaster and the paper is built. So no raw material you can manufacture. Raw material has to be taken from God's stock. Now, if the raw material is taken from God's stock, then how the paper becomes yours? This is God consciousness. This is everything we'll find that nothing is ours. We simply, the economists also say, that we cannot manufacture anything. We can simply transform from one form to another. That's all. We can give our labor only. And that labor also, giving the strength. Now suppose I work with my hand. Now, I am claiming this is my hand. But if God withdraws the power of your hand, paralyzed, your pride is at one side, not your hand. You see? Everything. Nothing is yours. I am also a spirit soul. I am also part and parcel of God. And we are thinking independently that I have no connection with God. This is very horrible condition. The whole world is suffering because this misconception of life. Misconception of life. That he has forgotten his eternal relationship with God. So, we have to revive it. We have to revive it, this process. The Bhagavad Gita has prescribed. Durena jhavaram karna buddhi yoga dhananjaya buddhau saranam manne chak kripana palahetava. Kripana means those who are anxious for enjoying sense gratification by the fruits of their labor. They are called kripana. And those who have sacrificed the whole body, whole intelligence, sacrifice, you always remember, what we can sacrifice. Just like we take Ganges, water from Ganges and offering it. So everything is obtained from God. And now if we offer the same thing to God, then we become liberated. Actually, I am not proprietor in anything. Myself is also not. I am also the part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. These are the conceptions. Without this conception, without this God conception, there is no spiritual realization and there is no happiness either personally or impersonally or socially or economically or politically. That cannot be. Of course, today there is no time. Otherwise, I would have recited. Those who have got my books, you will see that how much profusely the art was producing during the time of Maharaj Yudhishthira. Because the executive head of the state was a pious. So how nature was helping. Nature was helping. Now India, there is scarcity. Scarcity of foodstuff. But the same India was producing so much grain, even during British time, that many thousands and thousands of tons of rice were being exported from India to other countries. You see, that I have seen. My maternal uncle was very rich man, was simply exporting rice to the foreign countries. Yes. Spices, and all history will find that India, they had got their own ships for exporting spices to Greece and other countries of Europe. The history is there. They were supplying muslin clothes. Even just before the British period, Muslim period. So India's export statistics were far greater than other countries. And these spices and other export attracted persons from Europe. The Vasco da Gama and the Columbus also wanted to go, but he fortunately came to America. You see, all these Europeans and the Britishers went and established their supremacy. So India was so rich. But now, how that India has become so poor? The same land is there. Why? Because they have lost that old culture, God consciousness. And at least my calculation is this. The state, secular state, secular man, he has not. Here in America, you have got a state religion. But in India, there is no state religion. Every country has state religion. Even Pakistan, it has divided. It is now a part of India. But they have also their state religion. But unfortunately, India has no state religion. That means, deliberately, they are trying to disconnect with God religion. But in the same India, you just read the history 5,000 years before, how much profusely the nature was supplying. In the morning, we were studying portion. Mr. Paul was reading that portion. How much nature was giving. So nature can give you anything. After all, it is the nature that supplies your necessities. Not the industry. Industry simply transformed in a different way and a certain class make profit out of it. Industry does not mean really economic improvement. Real economic improvement means what you produce from the land. That requires God help. Without raw materials, even your industry cannot go on. Just like I have cited the example of paper. Now paper is made from wood. Now if there is no sufficient, now you have gotten in America sufficient wood, so you can produce paper in large quantity. But suppose the woods are finished, then the industry will be finished. Anyway, no, we should always be in concert that everything that we have in our possession, even our body, even our mind, even our energy, everything, that is God-gifted. One who has got this conception of life, he is Brahman. He is the one who knows Brahman. One who does not know this and simply lives for sense gratification, he is called the miser. So we shall not be miser, we shall be the Brahmana.